Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. It's partly cloudy today, but the good news is that temperatures will reach 48 degrees. It will continue to be cloudy this evening, but it looks like tomorrow will be a marvelous day, partly sunny, with a high near 54 degrees. But don't put away your winter clothes yet. There will be rain on Wednesday, maybe some snow, and same on Thursday, where the high will only be 32 degrees. Separatists in Crimea are keeping up the pressure for unification with Moscow, while the Ukrainian prime minister is vowing not to give up any of his country's territory. Vladimir Putin defended the separatist drive in Crimea as keeping with international law. Over the weekend, the Kremlin beefed up its military presence in Crimea, a part of the Ukraine since 1954, and pro-Russian forces kept pushing for a vote in favor of reunification with Moscow in a referendum the local parliament has scheduled for next Sunday. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama warned the March 16th vote would violate international law. He arranged a meeting in Washington on Wednesday with the Ukrainian prime minister. Vice President Joe Biden called Venezuela's situation alarming in remarks published Sunday, suggesting its government is using armed vigilantes against peaceful protesters and accusing it of concocting false and outlandish conspiracy theories about the U.S. Biden's remarks, issued in writing to a Chilean newspaper in response to questions, drew an angry rebuke from Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. "We reject their aggression," Maduro told supporters at a rally the socialist-led government held. "They were defeated in the OAS, and now they want revenge." The OAS, the Organization of American States, issued a declaration supporting Venezuela's efforts to bring a solution to the country's worst political violence in years. Maduro called it a diplomatic victory. The U.S., Canada, and Panama were the only nations to oppose the declaration. Biden and Maduro are both scheduled to attend Tuesday's swearing-in of Michelle Bachelet as Chile's president. Reuters reports that children in Koriyama, a short drive from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plants in Japan, barely know what it's like to play outside. Fear of radiation has kept them indoors for much of their short lives. Though the strict safety limits for outdoor activities set after multiple meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plants in 2011 have now been eased, parental worries and ingrained habit means many children still stay inside. These are children who are very fearful. They ask before they eat anything, "Does that have radiation in it?" And we have to tell them it's okay to eat, said Mitsuhiro Hiraguri, director of the Emporium Kindergarten in Koriyama, some 35 miles west of the Fukushima nuclear plants. "But some really, really want to play outside. They say they want to play in the sandbox and make mud pies. We have to tell them, no, I'm sorry, play in the sandbox inside instead." One mother at an indoor Koriyama playground was overheard telling her child, "Try to avoid touching the outside air." Even three-year-olds know the word radiation, and the impact is now starting to show, with children experiencing failing strength, lack of coordination, and emotional issues like shorter tempers, officials and educators say. The New Jersey school district that received a $100 million commitment from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to remake its schools is engulfed in a dispute over proposed large-scale teacher layoffs. Nearly half the money given by Zuckerberg has been invested in a 2012 teacher contract that allows for top teachers to get merit pay and peer reviews. Newark Superintendent Cammie Anderson has requested a contract waiver that would allow her to base layoffs on teacher performance in addition to seniority. She says the change would boost teacher quality. Teachers, union officials, some state lawmakers, and hundreds of parents have said Anderson is disregarding the contract and acting with little community input. New York City Mayor de Blasio's signature proposal to raise taxes on the wealthy to pay for universal pre-kindergarten appears to be on life support. It's blocked by state lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo, who opposed such a tax in an election year. That hasn't stopped de Blasio from doggedly forging ahead anyway. Some observers say de Blasio has boxed himself into a corner and would have trouble claiming a political victory if pre-K is funded by any other means. Republicans, but others think his push appeals to his liberal base, and if he keeps pushing for the tax, he could pressure Cuomo into increasing the amount of money he sends to the city. Meanwhile, the fight over rejecting three of Eva Moskowitz's Success Academy co-locations has erupted into a court battle. They'll sue the city today to try and get those charter schools into public school spaces. Charter schools only serve 5% of public school students, but funding and their lobbying and their commercials give them a disproportionate share of attention. Patrick Walsh, a chapter leader of a primary and middle school in Harlem, said, as a result, Moskowitz and her friends in the media are doing all they can to paint her and Success Academies as victims and create the false appearance of overwhelming public support for Moskowitz and the horrific and destructive policies of Michael Bloomberg. This afternoon, Harlem public school parents will gather to speak about how harmful they feel co-locations are to their children. PS 149 and PS 811 lost several classrooms and a lot of space when Harlem Success Academy 4 was first co-located in their building in 2008. PS 811, a District 75 school for students with special needs, would have lost 5 additional rooms, including its only therapy room and a state-mandated room for conflict resolution if Success Academy had been allowed to expand. Parents will speak about how Mayor de Blasio's new process for evaluating co-locations strikes the right balance and takes into consideration the impact on existing district public schools. Meanwhile, New York City public advocate Tish James said a lawsuit to block a group of Bloomberg co-locations will continue. She said when co-locations are jammed through without input from parents, teachers, and our communities, and without properly analyzing the impact they would have on our children, we simply can't stand by. James said we must do more to ensure that every child has access to quality education and that parents' voices are heard. It's why I will keep up the fight for every single public school child. The rally to support de Blasio and public schools in Harlem is outside Public School Middle School 149 from 4 to 5 p.m. 117th Street between Lenox and 5th Avenue. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.